Well, there you go. Yeah. The only issue that Kurt and I ran into, AC9HO, over on W9LY, was that it was... So that site is used by Surf Internet, and so I believe that, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but I believe that the internet was being provided to the repeater tower free of charge, because Surf is already renting the place in that tower. At least that's my understanding. And anyway, they do not have control over the router. So there's an internal IP address, and then the router is the interface between the internal network and the external network, you know, the one, the worldwide accessible network. And, anyway, Surf controls that router, and on that router is where the port forwarding has to happen so that incoming connection can be made. So, you know, a little bit of computer savvy needs to be had in order to get the ports forwarded in any case, whether that's, you know, it's that way or not. Just determining whether that's the situation is, you know, a little bit of, you know, requires a somewhat savvy person. Anyway, I've got to get in here and load up some steel. You make sure that Lazy Boy doesn't go anywhere there, Rob. We'll catch you later. W9PRK, KI9NG73.